Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Mo'or Einenu. Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky Zatzal. Shiur should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'tzion. B'frat Golan Ben Gabriela Matan Ben Dvorah, the Chayalim, the Chatufim. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. And the Linish Masmar says about Shmuel Basana, what's going on about Salah Mary Zabazan Zushim Rabbi Yosef, Shmuel Pinchas, and Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. We'll begin with a beautiful Maisa. We've been telling both stories and halachas from Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin HaTzadik Zatzal. The author of the Sefer relates that on the second of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Tov Shanayin Ches, approximately 6 years ago, he met a very chashuv dayan named Rav Nachum Barinholtz, and he was said that recently he was thinking about how much of an anav Rabbeinu Avram was, and what a pikech he was, that with his great gaonis, he was able to hide even from himself how great he was. And with that, we can explain the pasuk Yefar Anavim Bishua. What does it mean, Yefar Anavim Bishua? To glorify the humble with salvation. What does that mean? Praising Hashem, it's in the Hallelujahs, we say every morning. Yefar Anavim Bishua. Glorifies the humble with salvation. To explain that Anavim feel that Lo Magia Lem Klum. They don't deserve anything. So when they get a Yeshua, they're inspired. They say, wow, Lo Magia Li Klum. I don't deserve anything. Kumt Mir Gol Nisht. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still did a Yeshua for me. So that's what it means, Yefar. God glorifies the humble with Yeshua. And other than they get a Yeshua, if you're an anav, you say, wow, that's amazing that such Yeshua came to someone like me. So that was Rabbi Avram, who was Efes Afasim, Beinei Atzmai. One Chacham related that his father wrote a book called Meidas on Meseches Uktzin. So he goes into Rabbi Avram to ask for a haskama, to write a letter for his sefer. So Rabbi Avram said, what, there's a Meseches called Meseches Uktzin? What Seder is that in? I promise you, Rabbi Avram knew Meseches Uktzin Baal Peh with the Mefarshim. And he had piles of chidushim on it as well. Zayin Safik, like he had in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rav Avram asked him to leave this country in his house, to leave the sefer in his house to look at it. So 2 weeks later, comes back, and Rav Avram is looking for the kuntres, can't find it. He said, in order to write you a letter, I need to find a kuntres. Give me another one. And the author said he noticed that Rav Avram copied his name from the kuntres. In other words, the reason he wanted the kuntres, he didn't want to say, I don't remember your name. And he's writing him a letter for the sefer. So he needed a sefer so he could copy the name from the sefer, but he didn't want to hurt his feelings by showing that he doesn't even know his name. And then he wrote a Ha'ara on the Sefer, but the Mechaber didn't agree with the Ha'ara. So Rav Avram wrote a letter with another Ha'ara, and it's written, you can look in the Sefer Meidas on page Gimel. Such a Nov, says his Badlas, the author doesn't agree. So you could say to him, if you don't like it, then don't print it. Or print it even though you don't like it, but that's what I have to offer you. He said, no, I don't like it. So, all right, I'll give you another one. I want to make sure it's something that you appreciate. So that's Godel and Visanuso. Now we move on. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kufayin Beis at the end, is Mistapek if a Kohen, who is Mitame or Mitara Nega, It only becomes tamei or tar because of what he said. It's completely up to the kohen. He's the one who decides if it's tamei or tar. Can he toch kedei dibor va'achar mirasai? Could he be mevatel amirasai? Could he be chazrani be? I'm not matamei. Or no? Once he says tamei, the nega is tamei. So why would it be that there couldn't be chazara toch kedei dibor? L'chor, we always have chazara toch kedei dibor. Gemara says in Nidarim, Pezayin, that a person can always be chazar toch kedei dibor, except a megadef, one who blasphemes God, an oved avodazara, one who divorces or one who gets married. Otherwise, you could always be a chazar toch kedei dibor. So what's the tzad? That you can't be chazar toch kedei dibor. So in Rabbeinu Sefer, he has a sefer on Baruchas called Bar Al Mogim. This is a Simon Kuf Ayin Tes on page Tof Tof Lamed Hey. Page 835 in Heara 979. It's a very, very large sefer. Not only are there a lot of pages, but there are big pages. And just on Inyane Brachas, Brachas says, Maim Shein Lem Sof. So there he explained that Stade HaSafek, Al Pi HaSod HaMavur B'Pri Megodim, B'Simen Reish Tes, Shepaskwa Mishne Brura, B'Simen Mem Vav, Sif Kotten Chof. That Toch Kedei Dibur can only be Metakein Dvarim Shaloika Hoigen. But you can't say Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't be Mekalkel Dover Hogun. If you said something right, you can't be Metakein what you said correctly. If you say something right, and then you fix it, I had that suffix for many, many years. I once heard someone reading the Megillah, the Rova, the Ramban Shul, and what I remember, they corrected him, or he corrected himself, and he read it wrong the second time. He read it right the first time. So is there such a thing as fixing it, killer, with correcting yourself to Terech Kedei Dibur? So I saw in the Mishnah Berurah says, Mem Vav Chaf, that no, once you say it right and you try to fix it, you can't mess yourself up. You can only, it's only a tikkun, but it's not a kilkul. The Ramban in the Melchamas in Brachos Yaveis Amid Aleph explains the Gemara Suffolk like that about Pasach b'deshichur b'sim b'dechamra, that you said it right the first, and then you were makalkel. Ayin sham b'melchamos b'brachos yadbeis. The Rashba doesn't learn like that, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn like that. He learns like the Rashba, that you cannot make a tikkun. In other words, if you said it right, you can't make a tikkun and say it wrong. The Ramban there says, "Ela pasach hakasa deshichra b'deshichra." In other words, he starts with a shahakol on beer, b'tav chazer bo b'siyam b'dechamra, and then he made a mistake, and he goes back. And he concludes, Bori Priya Gofen. He starts Shehakol Nia B'dvaro, and then he goes to Bori Priya Gofen. So the Ramban says, that's the Suffer, the Gemara. So we go, Basir Ika Bracha Zlinan, and therefore you're Beseder, because you made a Shehakol. Or no, maybe we go, Basir Chasima, na. But Al Kopanim, the Ramban says, that's the Suffer, the Gemara, if you make a Chazara B'tos, can you be Mekalkil? However, the Rashba doesn't know the way, the Mishabur doesn't pass in that way. So if you go back and you're mekalkel something, it doesn't work. The Toch Kedei Dibur only works latake, not lekalkel. And it's a nafkamina b'sfiras ha'omer. Let's say you count the right number, and then viter, you say the wrong number. So according to Mr. Brewer, and also the Prima Godmi, you yotze. Because you said the right number the first time. So here, since Thomas Cohen is chal, only be'emes roi Thomas maga, Val Kane, Leka Chazara Bezet Torke de Dibur. The double Hagu Nasakan. So if the person really should be Tomei Betumas Hanega, even if the coin was Chozerbo, it doesn't matter. You got it right the first time. If you get it right the first time, it's too late. You can't fix it. The only thing is, Who said it's the right thing to do the first time? It's all telling what he says. So if it's telling what he says, now he's saying that I don't want that to be. There's no objective standard, meaning there is an objective standard of tumah, but it's telling the kohen. He has to be metame. See, even if it's a kinyan, it's a good kinyan that you're supposed to make, but he can be mevatel it if he doesn't want to make the kinyan, toch kedei dibur. So even if it meets the parameters of the laws of tumah, but it's all tali v'amira sakayin. If the kohen doesn't want to be metame, he doesn't have to. Here he's being attacking his amira. So who says it's davar sheino hagun? Hakoponim, we have it sad that it should work because you can always fix things toch kedei dibur. And we have it sad that it shouldn't work because he got it right the first time. Since he got it right the first time, there's no reason to fix it. And you can't fix it anymore. There's another tzad that it wouldn't be effective toch kedei dibur, because we find b'taras kohanim she Yisrael she'amar l'kohen shoyte. We find in the medrash that Yisrael who says to a kohen shoyte, say tamei, kevin she'amar ha'shoyte shu tamei arizin nitma. And the shoyte says, it says nitma. There used to be a comedy pair, Rachmana Litzlan, George Burns, and his wife kiviyachol Gracie. And she wasn't Jewish. That's why it makes me so sad. She was a Catholic. In any event, so George, they used to have a comedy. Anyway, at the end of their shtick, all their shtick, they would say, she would say to him, say goodnight, George. And he would say, goodnight, George. So that was their joke. So I hope that Nathan Birnbaum's, that was, if I remember correctly, his real name, I hope his neshama has a tikkun. In any event, he really had tremendous arichus yamim. He was performing from the age of 6 till about the age of 101, till the end, just about till the mamish the end. He had good health and wealth and fame and nebuch. In any event, so that's it reminded me when the kohen, the Yisrael says to the kohen shaita, say tamei, says tamei, say goodnight, George, goodnight, George. So if the shaita says tamei, it's tamei. So we have a klal gadol and Taisus and Nazir daf tesam aleph that according to Beis Shammai shehekdesh tos have a hekdesh kamoke niyavsha lachzer me hekdesh. Right, if you do something betos and it counts, then you can't retract. There's nothing to retract. What are you retracting? You're saying I made a mistake. But if it's chal, even if you made a mistake, then your retraction doesn't help. Because hekdesh tos have a hekdesh. So you can't be chozer b'mei hekdesh. And if so, if we see that a kohen shaita, his amir is effective, se'ein l'cha tois g'doy l'mizu, v'imoil imkei nilmad gam l'ze sh'lei mahani chazor atoch k'dei dibur. So we know that the shaita, everything he says is a tos. He doesn't know what he's saying b'chla. So, and it still works. Even though he's a shaitan, whatever he says is a mistake because he doesn't know what he's saying. It's still effective. So here also, if you hold that hekdesh betos, is a hekdesh, and therefore ain't ochozer bo. So to here, making somebody tame betos works because a shaitan can do it. And therefore chazar won't work. He can't be chozer toch kedei dibur. Parenthetically, the Rambam, in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Negoyim Halacha Beis, it would appear that he explains Shaita Kipshuta, not Shaita Lagabe Hilchos Negoyim. And therefore, we're talking about somebody who's Mamish doesn't know what he's saying. Could also be he doesn't know what he's saying Lagabe Hilchos Negoyim. Because if Mishnah wanted to learn Pshat in the Rambam, that he's Doichik the Lashon, and he wants to learn something about an Eino Baki, that's what a Shaita is. In Tosin Erechin, there are two Drachim, it's Talui in his parish in the Gemara in Erechin. What does it mean, Mizbar Leo Mizbar? Is it talking about the Kohen? Is it talking about the Yisrael? The Chazanish talks about this. And our topic here is not Hilchos Negoyim. So we're just using this to find some sort of resolution to our query about being Chozer Tov Kedei Dibur. I mean, we are talking about Negoyim, but not about the Din of Shaita of Negoyim. We're talking about the Din of Negoyim because you want to know a general Din of, to understand the Chazar Tov Kedei Dibur. So the Minchas Chinuch brings the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, and he says, don't be medayik from the Gemara that there are only three things that Chazara tell Kadei Dibor. Don't be medayik. We said there are three things, right? We said that Megadev, Zara, Makadish, and Megarish. So he says there are more than that. And he says, look at what I wrote in Mitzvah Dalet. So in Lagos, Bishuli HaMincha, he explains that what the Menchas Chinuch means is that just like by Kiddush HaChodesh, when the Beis Din is Makadish the Chodesh, they can't be Chozer Toch Kedei Dibur, because Harayatam Afilam Mutoim. Loi Mahani Sheila. So the Menchas Chinuch references his Din Lagabi Kiddush HaChodesh. The Beis Din is Makadish the Chodesh, can't retract. Why can they not retract? Because Kiddush HaChodesh B'Tos is Kiddush HaChodesh. Atem Afilim Mutayim. Right, it says that Asher Tikur Osem, Chazal Darash and Osem can be read Atem Afilim Mutayim. Even if you made a mistake, the din is that the Kiddush HaChodesh is still Chol. So in the Mela, there's no Chazara. So you can't be Medayik Mother. Only those cases, there's no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. There's also Kiddush HaChodesh. And you can't do Sheila on Kiddush HaChodesh. So you're also about Miras HaKohen. Mizal Derech Shebiyarno. That it's like a Shoyte. A Shoyte who says it, so everything he says is a Tos. And even if you say he's not a Bucky in Hilchas Nagayim, it's also a Tos. He doesn't know what he's, doesn't know what he's talking about in this context. So he doesn't know what he's talking about, and yet it's still Chal. So that shows, and we have a Klal, that is if it's Chal B'Tos, there's no Chazara. So it's Chal B'Tos, no Chazara. We see the same word by Kiddush HaChodesh. It's Chal B'Tos, there's no Chazara. Hekdesh is Chal B'Tos, there's no Chazara. So you're also by the Nega. Since it's Chal B'Tos, it's Chal Yedei Shoyte. So there'd be no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. Rabbeinu, in his Ksavim Al HaTorah, brings the Maril Diskin in Parashas Mitzorah, who writes that it's Shaykh Shakoin HaMetame Yas HaNega Yasa Kein Al Tanai. Can make a Tanai that only if it's the Purim that he brings are not a Trefa, then he's Tame. And with this is Miyashi V'Toysfis. Why doesn't Toysfis bring a proof? This is Miyashi the Gemara. Why does the Gemara in Chulin not bring a proof from, we want to know Ro from Tzipori Mitzora. Gemara wants to know, where do you get Ro from? Why don't you say, because we use Tzipori Mitzora. It counts as the birds of the Mitzora. And we're samech on the Ro that the bird is in a Trefa. So his answer is, no, you can make a Tanai. Only if the birds he's going to bring are not a Trefa, then the person is Tamei. So you're not Samech on the Rov, you're Samech on the Tanai. So if the birds are a Terefa, then he's not Tamei in the first place. So everything's okay. And if the birds are not a Terefa, then he is Tamei, and then you're Matari. Rakopanam, we see that Shaykh Shakoin and Matami is Hanega Yasa Kenal Tanai. So Rabbeinu says, you're right, it's totally by Miras HaKohen, like we see in the Goyim Perek Emo Mishneh. But how's it Shayich to be Metame Rak Al Tanai? We ever find such a thing? You're Metame Al Tanai. In the Or Sameach, in Perek Dalet, Mehilchos Yibum, Malacha Chof Dalet, he writes that it's Pashit, that somebody who takes a lulav, Ein O Yochel Lachzer Bor Toch Kedei Dibur. Can't be made till a Tanai, also can't be Chozer. And he says, you also can't be Chozer Miyibum Toch Kedei Dibur. He said, once you do it, that's it. You took a lulav, you did your Yibum, So you can't make it Tanai, and you can't make it Tanai. You can't be Chozer Toch Kedei Dibur. It's not up to you. It's not in your hands. If it was in your hands, then maybe you could be Chozer Toch Kedei Dibur and you make it Tanai. But if it's not in your hands, then you can't be Chozer Bo Toch Kedei Dibur and you can't make it Tanai. So he says that about Netilas Lulav. He says that about Yibum. So if you put the two together, Rabbeinu holds that it's Pashat Shalom Moel Tanai Ba Mirsa. HaKohen, he can't make it tonight. Says also no chazara toch kedei dibur, because the Or Samech says that's the same shorish. There's no tonight. There's no chazara toch kedei dibur. So Rabbeinu holds there's no tonight. So it's pashut that be no chazara toch kedei dibur. So in a letter of Rabbeinu, he writes to a certain Rav Zilberberg, who had mentioned the Or Sameach. So at the end of the letter, Rabbeinu writes, "V'hinei medivrei Or Sameach da'isimar neilaf." From the words of the Or Sameach that you, the master, brought, we can learn. So there is an inyan of toch kedei dibur when it comes to business matters, to transactions. But he must a mitzvah v'kivin latzeis v'toch kedei dibur chazer b'lo yahani. If a person does a mitzvah and he's chazer toch kedei dibur, it wouldn't be effective, like the Or Sameach writes about Netilas Lulav. V'chein li'in shara chlatois im yachid lagor b'eretz Yisrael. He said, I'm going to live in Israel. It's a good thing to do. And then toch kedei dibur said, I'm not going to live in Israel. And too late. Also, he's miyachid something like Kabbalah Satuma. He's miyachet something. He's a kli. He says, "This is finished. It's a kli. I'm going to use it." So now it's makabel tuma. He can't change his mind. He do a maisa, but not change his mind. Once he thinks it, he thinks it. So that's mitivrei Or Sameach. Lo chazara toch kedei dibur. Ve'ayein. That's the lashon of Rabbeinu. Marv Rabbi say, you know. The Torah remain of Rabbeinu is Maim She'en Lahem Sof. There is just a mabul, and every week I receive an email from a nice man with four more pages of Divrei Torah from Rabbeinu related to that week's parsha, and they're already having sending out from like Tufshin and Gimel or so, Tufshin Ein Gimel or so, about Rabbeinu was Nifter. So we have 11 years on each parsha. So you multiply it by 53. A lot just there. And then obviously this farm that have already been published, and more is being published. So, you know, the time is limited in life. There's only so much we can do. But we have to thank Hashem that they were so blessed with this Torah. It's just unbelievable. So hopefully we'll be zocha to learn a lot more. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Merov Kol. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.